All right, everybody. This is Todd Wilson, of course, with the Lane 8 BMX podcast. And we have a young man joining us. He's become a listener of the podcast, and I really appreciate it. Ronan Weber, you are originally from, how do I pronounce it? Cairns? Cairns?
Cairns, yeah.
Cairns, and that's in Queensland, right? Queensland, Australia?
Yeah, that's the state. Queensland's a state.
There you go. There you go. Tell me this. I'm curious. You're actually here in the States. You went to school at Marion University. You just graduated, right?
Yep.
Congratulations. Graphic design?
Yes. Thank you.
Congratulations, man. Okay. So here's my question. You decided to stay. How did that come about?
So I have a girlfriend. And obviously, I mean, I love Indianapolis. I've got to basically done a whole new life here, which is why I really wanted to stay. I have a lot of connections here. And I think just for graphic design wise, I think I have more opportunity in regards to sport and like growing in America rather than being in Australia. So I think for my future is more beneficial.
Not bad. So right now you're actually the track operator for what is it? Is it Indy Cycloplex?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not on paper, but I do. I run the track at the Cycloplex. Yes.
So how did that come about?
It's funny, actually. So when I came in my freshman year, it rained one day and the practice was canceled. And I was like, well, it only rained a little bit. Like, what do you mean? So I went down to the track and had a look. I actually got myself into some trouble because I was like, the track's fine. Like, why are we not riding? Basically, my 18-year-old self, just, you know, big headed. And I went down there and said it was fine. And then I just started working on it. So growing up, my dad ran the Cairns BMX track for a long time. So I knew how to work a shovel pretty well. And I had a BMX track in my backyard. So I'm pretty good with a shovel. So I just started digging and just so basically I could ride, because like, I don't know, it just wasn't happening. So I just kind of did that myself. And then a week or two went by and I met the actual guy, Jeremy Clark, who was actually running it. And he thanked me for my help because, you know, he can't get there obviously with work and all that stuff sometimes. So that gets in the way. But and then Dean Peterson asked me, who was the head coach at the time, asked me if I wanted to be a part of like a student role in regards to helping maintain the track and get paid from the university to do it. And I was like, heck yeah, I was doing this for free. I'm going to get paid for it. So I did that. And then now I kind of just do it for myself and just so the community can ride. And I get a lot of joy out of it. Having a fresh track that's rolled, you know, spruced up every week is pretty, you know, good for not only me, but the riders. And so that's kind of how I fell into the role per se.
Not bad. Okay. We're going to go backwards a little bit. So talk to me about you're in Australia, you're living there. How did you get involved in BMX there?
So I was 5 years old and we had a family friend, Jeff Walter, who did it. And he invited myself and my sister and my parents, of course, down to the track. And we watched a Friday night racing. And we came out and tried it for Tuesday night practice. And we didn't stop.
Wow. Not bad. Jeez. You took to it right away.
Yeah, I wasn't very good when I started. My sister, although, was really talented. She kind of took off and I played catch up, but I just developed skills pretty quickly. Yeah.
Not bad. Talk to me about as an amateur racing in Australia, is it very, very competitive there? Because I want to be, how do I put it? To be very honest with you, I try to watch a lot of Australian BMX because it fascinates me. You guys have really cool tracks. And for a small, small country, you have really good riders.
Yes. I would say we have the good riders based on the variety of good tracks.
Yeah.
So how the national series works is if you wanted to hold a national series like event, you had to have a 5 meter start hill, track had to be soil tacked. And so like, I guess we were following the UCI and we still follow the UCI. But if you wanted to have a national series event, you had to have that standard of track. So obviously the tracks were hard and technical. And I think that's why we do have such good riders. And, you know, the talent pool is good because everyone, it's kind of like Europe, like all those European guys are so good. So like, I think it's the same in Australia. It's just, we have those tracks that, you know, develop us and develop us as riders. So, and we have a good racing scene too. Like we race all, pretty much all year round. So I think when I was an amateur, like the first race was the first, weekend of after New Year's.
Yeah.
We went all the way until our state champs, which was in September, October. So wow. Yeah, it's just as long as USA BMX, but it's not as like USA BMX leads to grants. It's not like we have the national series and yeah. Then we have national championships and then we have like state championships and our regional championships and stuff like that. So everything's like a one-off race, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. In the state of Queensland, how many tracks would you say you have?
More. So where I live, we have in our region of Far North Queensland, we have Weipa, Cairns, Atherton, Townsville, and Eyre. So there's five tracks. And the closest track to us is Atherton, which is an hour away. And then the next closest is 4 hours away in Townsville. So we drove a lot.
Wow. That's crazy. So let's say around 15, 16, did you ever get noticed by the national team?
That was the thing. So like, I mean, when I was 15, I won my first national championship. Wow. I got a little lucky. I was in third, and then the guys in front of me slid out in the last turn and took each other out. So I ended up winning. But after that, I kind of went on a rampage per se. Like I just felt confident, like I could do it.
Yeah.
And then in 2016, I got second in the national series and I got third at nationals. But I never really got, like, there was a national development team.
Yeah.
My sister was on it, but like, I don't know. I was just left out of it. And I did have a shot. Because I just went to the Grands in 2016 and I won Cruiser. And you know, I everything was going good. And then I came back home and I broke my collarbone.
Ooh.
And I couldn't race the first round of national series. And they were like, if you do good here, like we'll put you on the development team, because obviously I met the criteria, but I didn't get selected, which was weird. It's a whole thing, but, it doesn't really matter now, but. But yeah, I obviously broke my collarbone, so I didn't race. And then therefore I didn't get put on the national team. And I kind of struggled a bit in my first year of junior elite. So, but yeah, that's kind of how, so not really, but yeah.
Not bad. Tell me this. How did you discover Marion University? I'm curious how that came about.
Yeah, it's actually a funny story. So I was just scrolling through Instagram one day and I obviously followed Felicia Stancil and Justin Posey.
Yeah.
And I saw Felicia with a Marion jersey on and I seen Justin with it on and I was like, what is Marion? So I Googled it, found out it was a university. I was like 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, that's cool. They ride for a university. Like I didn't think BMX was a collegiate sport at all. And then, you know, a few years go by and I'm about to graduate high school. And I'd already been to America and my dad was like, I was like, I want to, obviously as a 16-year-old kid, I want to move to America and race professionally. So my dad was like, well, I'm not letting you go to America unless you have a plan B. So I applied to Marion and it was the only school I applied to. I didn't apply to any other, I didn't even apply to, you know, go to any schools in Australia and I got in. So it was pretty cool. It was like it was meant to be.
Holy cow. Okay. So the day you're leaving to come here to go to Marion, what were your thoughts of America? You'd already been here once, but what were your thoughts coming? Because you were going to be by yourself. You weren't going to be with your family.
Yeah, I'd been to America a few times. So we came when I was younger and we went to like Disney World and stuff like that. But I came in 2014 for the Grands. And then I came in 2015 for the Grands and 16. So we'd already been like to Tulsa, and we'd done the whole, like, we went to LA and stuff, but it was pretty exciting for me. You know, I'm 18 years old. You know, I'm ready to take on the world. But I grew up quick. That's for sure. Yeah.
Not bad.
So yeah, it was exciting for sure.
Wow. Okay. So you come to America and you start doing collegiate racing. And really that the interesting thing about collegiate racing is that it mixes in with the USA BMX stuff. And so, how did that go for you?
So how it works, so Marion as a school takes us to like 3 or 4 nationals throughout the year. Wow. And they fund everything. So like travel, race entry fee, which is awesome because if you're not like sponsored, it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
So that was awesome for me. And then, so I rode for Answer at the time. So they were helping me out with stuff and I was racing A Pro, but, and then there's a collegiate national championships. So, basically 10 guys who the coaches pick qualify to race that race to try and win a national title for the school. So that's how it kind of all works with the collegiate thing. It's a pretty, pretty cool race.
Not bad. Okay. Let's back up. Cause you mentioned something that was pretty interesting. You rode for Answer and you were a pro.
Yes.
Okay. When did you decide to go pro?
So I came over in 2017 and I was, I think, like top 20 in the world UCI ranking for junior elite. And then USA BMX didn't let me race class. So they do let people race class now, but they didn't let me. And then now I had to race A Pro and I actually ended up making a main that weekend in wow. South Park. So I was pretty stoked. It was like me and Isaac came over and we were staying with Connor and Trent because we worked with the same coach at the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a whole trip in itself. It was really eye opening. It was pretty cool.
Not bad. Was it culture shock for you to come over to the United States? It's one thing to visit, but it's another thing to live here day to day.
No, I mean, I'm from a pretty small city. So I think Indianapolis is obviously much larger in population, but it's not crazy. So it didn't overwhelm me too much, if that makes sense. And yeah. I think that's why I like it here so much, because it's like I can get from point A to point B relatively quickly. Yeah. And you know, it's not crazy traffic or anything like that. So
yeah. Tell me this then. You're racing for Answer, you're racing for Marion. What type of rider would you qualify yourself as at that time? Were you a big gear masher, a spinner? Were you more skilled in power?
At the time, I would say I was pretty skilled because I still to this day struggle with my first rate. I've always done that my whole life, and I've always been a racer, so. Yeah. I've never always been like that guy that whole shots. So I think for me, it was hard. Like it was to get used to at first was like really hard. Like I struggled a bit. But once I, you know, you got to do like you can't like no 17, 20 rider turns elite. And like, other than if you're like Nick Adams or, you know, someone crazy like that, like no one goes in there and just starts making mains.
Yeah.
And I think it was the same for A Pro. It's like, those guys were fast, so I had to, you know, do my internship to get there, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. So did you learn how to pack ride? And did it make you a better rider?
So I think just throughout my whole amateur racing, I was always a pack rider.
Yeah.
So it helped me come here and, you know, develop, like gather it pretty quickly.
Not bad, not bad. Is the racing much different from Australia to the United States?
Competition-wise, there's some fast dudes in Australia. I left when I was 18, so I haven't really raced since I've been back. But yeah, at the time, like the elites in Australia are fast. They're still fast. So, yeah, a lot of them aren't over here. I know Josh came over. Isaac's over here now. But yeah, there's still some fast dudes in Australia, like Max Cairns, Andy Hughes, all those guys. Like they're really fast. So, yeah, the level of competition in Australia is pretty good for sure.
Not bad, not bad. Do you think racing the technical tracks in Australia prepared you for, some would say, much easier American track?
It's funny, actually, because I've never had the best first straight. So I race an American track and I'm like, man, but then it's not technical where I can like do some magic. It's hard. So I think now, I mean, I obviously reclassed, but when I was a pro, it helped me. It was like a thing. I was like, I have to get better at first straight. So it helped me, you know, develop that.
That's not bad. I like that. I like that. Okay. So how do you think how did your collegiate career go for you?
So my freshman year, so I only raced two collegiate national champs because of COVID.
Ah, that's right.
Which sucks because it obviously I missed 2 years, but I raced my freshman year and that was my first race back after I like broke my elbow joint off. So I was actually riding pretty good, man. I won some laps. It's something about collegiate national champs that gets me excited. But I crashed in the semi and fourth both days in my freshman year. So that kind of sucked. But we ended up winning the national title. So it kind of made up for it. Like it's collegiate racing's awesome, man, because it's like if there's a Marion guy in front of you, you don't want to take him out. Like you want what's best for the team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So and then my final year this year that just happened was in Phoenix, and I ended up getting fourth overall. So I got a little USA Cycling medal. And it was stacked, man. I was on the podium. Braden Kempel won, Joey Letter got second, Mateo Morasas got third, I got fourth, and Pat Koo got fifth. Like it was collegiate racing's hard. And but yeah, I didn't think I was gonna be the top guy but on our team. But yeah, we made it happen. And but we lost the title after 7 years. So we won it 7 years in a row. So yeah, it sucked, but I think the future of Marion now with all the guys coming in, and obviously I'm still around, so I train with those guys still. So, but yeah, collegiate racing is a fun thing.
Not bad. Okay, so I know Braden Kempel because I'm from Minnesota. Been around the kid for a long time. And Joey Leto, I know him because I've interviewed him, but I also see him a lot here in Florida.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, they're so fast dudes.
Yes. Okay, so man, I wonder, because of COVID, you don't have still eligibility to ride to race? I'm surprised they didn't give you that.
Yeah, so USA Cycling canceled all their collegiate nationals that throughout those 2 years.
Yeah.
So there's nothing we could really do about it. It was disappointing, but I wouldn't have been able to race in 2020 anyway because I broke my femur. So,
okay. Well, wait a minute. Okay. So you messed up your elbow. Tell me what happened there, and then what in the hell happened to your femur?
So I went home in 2000, and it was at the end of 2018. So school just finished in December, and I went home, and my coach Sean at the time was like, "Come race and ring nationals," which is like the first race of the year, the first weekend of January.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know, something was off that weekend. I just wasn't running good and was in a bad spot. And you shouldn't race like that. And then some dude just like came over and hit my front wheel, and I fell from the top of this triple into the first turn. Ooh. And I just snapped I have two plates and 14 screws in this left elbow.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm serious.
Holy cow. Okay. So what happened to the femur?
Again, I probably shouldn't ride around this time of year. So, it was COVID. So I couldn't go home. So I went to my buddy Bobby Dellett's house, and we were going to train, all throughout the winter in Rock Hill. And, I flew out at like 4 a.m. and I got to North Carolina. I didn't really sleep. I flew into South Carolina, flew into Charlotte, didn't really sleep much. And I was like, I was just pretty tired and out of it. And it was like going to be my last gate. And I didn't say that. Obviously, you don't say that in BMX, but it was going to be my last gate. And I just came down the hill. And Rock Hill is kind of weird because the hill's not, it's a little bit shorter than 8 meter hills, like normal 8 meter hills. So I tried to throw in that extra crank that I thought I could. And I came unclipped at the bottom of the hill. So I G'd out. And then I just went flying off the first jump, like flying. And just landed really bad and snapped my femur in three places.
Oh my God, are you serious, Roman?
Yeah. So I had a surgery that night and I had a rod and four screws put through my, well, two screws put through my knee and four screws, two screws put through my hip.
Oh my God. It was painful.
Oh dude, I was laying on the floor and Bobby buddy, he was running the gate. He came down, ran down the hill. He's like, dude, are you okay? And I'm like, it's like, I can't feel my leg. Like, and then all of a sudden, like it just, all this pain just came through and I was like, dude, I'm going to puke. Like, I'm going to puke. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I got like my leg. Like, I think I broke my leg. And I was on the side of like the first jump and the AM hill, like the AM first jump. So I was like caught in this burrow. And I was holding myself up and I was like, cause it's cold, right? Like it's middle of winter and I'm just like shaking. And the first aid people come over, they're like, you okay? I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And I can't walk. And so they called the ambulance and it gets better. The ambulance rocks up and I'm freezing. Like someone's holding me up because I can't like put pressure on my arm anymore. I've been there for 45 minutes now. And then the ambulance comes in and they're like, we're going to have to get you up. And I'm like, okay, you're going to give me drugs? Because like, I'm in a lot of pain here. And they were like, no, there's kids around. I was like, what do you mean there's kids around? Like, this is crazy. I feel like I've broken my leg here. And they were like, well, we don't know that yet. So we're just going to put you on the sheet and lift you onto the bed.
Yeah,
dude, I screamed. Like, I don't scream much, but that.
Oh.
And then. Yeah, they cut my pants open and my leg just looked like this.
Oh my God, man.
I could laugh about it now, but yeah, that was the most pain I've ever been in my entire life.
How long were you off the bike?
7 months.
Damn. Did you have to relearn how to walk?
Yes. That was probably the hardest time of my life. And I'm glad I had perfect, really good people around me to help me get through it for sure.
Yeah. Now, did you decide to go back home to Australia or did you stay in the States?
No, I stayed in the States. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a whole, that was like my first injury where my parents couldn't come because of COVID.
Yeah.
So like they couldn't get here. I was just at my buddy's house, like, bless their family. They looked after me for 2 weeks before I came back to school. But yeah, man, that was a whole process because I had to learn how to do insurance by myself. This whole past 4 years at Marion, I grew up quick.
Wow. Okay. So you just graduated not too long ago.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. What was that feeling like, the culmination of 4 years of living the college life, and now you're walking across the stage, you're an adult?
It was pretty sad. I mean, I miss school. I mean, I work 9 to 5 now, so it's like, you know, life's real. But I just think like the only difference, like I love what I do because I'm a graphic designer and that's what I want to be.
Yeah.
I think the only difference between is in college, you have a lot more free time on your hands. So you just have so much more time to do stuff. But now it's like, I work 9 to 5, I go on train, I eat and I sleep. That's all I do.
Yeah. Okay. So then that's my next question is, how do you balance all of that now? I mean, it's the reality of you've got to make a living. And then of course you got to train at the same time. And then you've got to have a social life. How, just for young folks that are listening to this, how do you balance all that?
I thank a lot to my girlfriend for this, but she taught me how to prioritize and organize. Yes. And it helped me out with my last couple years of school too. It's like, she basically taught me how to like study, So my last 2 years of school, I ended up being on the dean's list every semester because it's like, I just figured it out basically.
Yeah.
And I think that helped me even after school too, is just, you have to organize and prioritize. You got to wake up a bit earlier and do some things before you go to do your things that make you money. So, yeah, I thank that to her because she helped me out with that. But I think you just have to be organized and prioritize and be prepared, basically.
Yeah.
Because I can still hang out with my friends. Like they're just down the road at school, you know? So I don't live too far from Marion, which I'm pretty close to the BMX track too. So that helps. It's just an organizing thing, basically.
Not bad. Are you working as a full-time graphic designer?
Yes. So I work at Shadow Graphics here in Indy. Yeah. And well, I would say we're the number one graphics wrap shop in Indianapolis. So basically what I do is I design the vehicles and we measure them and make sure they're, and then we set them up for print and then we send them to print and so that they can be wrapped on vehicles.
Not bad. So that's 9 to 5. Holy cow. Okay. Did you reclassify and go back down to amateur?
Yes. After I broke my leg.
So you raced what, 21-25?
Yes. Yep.
How's your season been so far?
It's been good, man. I got my first win in Okahele.
Yeah.
I blew 4 other wins this season, but I have a win, 6 seconds and a third. So I'm sitting nag 8.
So are you racing Austin McCann?
Well, he just aged up, but yes, he was stealing my points all year. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me if I'm wrong, or is it the Elliott brothers?
Yes. Yeah. I race them. Yep.
Okay. That has got to be tough because those dudes are really freaking good.
Yeah. I raced Jackson. He's been, so he, I think he works for USA BMX because he builds all the indoor tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So he races those races. So I raced him in Virginia and Louisiana this year. And man, yeah, he's quick. He's fast.
Holy cow. I watched those. Are they like out of Utah or somewhere?
I think Northern California.
Was it Northern California?
Yeah.
Dude, those dudes are freaking fast.
Yeah. And they can race, man. So me coming from A Pro, obviously I just broke my leg, but I was just overly confident. I'm like, oh, I'm going to come into this class and I'm going to kick ass. Right. I got my worked the first race I went to, and like, I couldn't even gate at the time, but I was like, I'm just going to ride past these guys. Not a chance.
Wow.
The 21-25 class is those dudes are fast. Like we're all pretty quick. So
yeah. Do you think you'll want to go back up to being pro, or do you like the amateur thing?
I would like it. It would be awesome if I could. I just, you know, working now and trying to, I run the BMX track. Like it's hard to find time to do that. And like, that's something I'm okay with. Like, and I made that choice when I broke my leg. It was like, it's like, once I could learn how to walk again, it was like, I don't even care if I race anymore. I just want to ride. And you know, I think I'm past that. Like, it's not a big deal for me anymore. I just enjoy racing, man. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, I live for race weekends because it's, my work is really like good with me letting me go and race, because I come in an hour earlier and I stay an hour later throughout the week. So I get my 8 hours in before Friday, and I can take Friday off. And I'm really thankful they let me do that. But they knew I raced BMX coming in. So they think it's pretty cool. And they always ask how I end up doing and stuff. So it's pretty supportive. And I like it a lot.
That's not bad. Tell me this, are you going to Grands this year?
Yeah. Yep.
How's your preparation been?
Prep's been good. It's crazy because it's been 2 years since I broke my leg, and I still feel like I'm getting better. I'm honestly stronger now than what I was before I broke my leg. So I think I prioritize that, you know, getting into the gym more. Yeah, my numbers are going up. I mean, I'm feeling pretty fast. So I'm looking forward to Grants for sure.
Not bad. Not bad. Do you think you can get in that top three?
I don't know how the points, how that all works. Like, I ended up like nag 15 last year because I had like 8 thirds going in the grands. But I think how I'm sitting, I could end up fifth or better, maybe fifth or fourth, depending on where other people fall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm aiming for that main event. Like, that's a big goal of mine, and I want to tick it off. So,
yeah, not bad. Who are you riding for now?
Myself, man. I left Answer and I went to Mudslinger's bike shop, which is a bike shop up in Plano, Illinois.
Yeah.
But I left around after Louisiana this year. I left, and it was just a me thing. Like, I just wanted to, kind of, you know, do my own thing. So I kind of just made my own R9 Designs jersey, and which is like my freelance graphic design stuff. And yeah. I made a bunch for my buddies too. And yeah, we're gonna rock up to Grands looking pretty fresh. But that's kind of what I'm doing now. I mean, I still have support through Answer and Esquad. Like, Blake and I, we're good buddies. So he helps me out a lot there, and I have Zach at Alienation. He helps me out too. So and then I have 6D helmets, and I have a discount through 7. So I have support here and there, but no one really likes helps me out with the races and stuff. I do that all myself. So
not bad. Actually, Blake just helped me out yesterday.
Yeah, he's a great dude, man.
Yeah, I was really surprised because I had hit them up Friday for, I just bought a new cruiser frame. I just bought a brand new Claiborne.
Yeah.
And I was having some problems with the website, and I didn't think he was going to hit me back on a Saturday, and he hit me back and he's like, what's the problem? I got you. What's going on? I said, okay, this, and this. He said, all right, let me check. He hit me back. I fixed it. Don't worry about it. Go get it. Checked. Go get it.
Yeah. No, they're great people. Him and his dad, John, and Michelle, she's around Indy too. They're all great people, man. Like, they will help anyone. So that's a great company.
Okay, tell me this. How long do you think that you'll race? How long do you think you'll continue?
I keep telling my girlfriend I'm gonna race Vet Pro, so I'm gonna keep going for as long as I can. That's what I'd like to do. I mean, I just enjoy it, man. Like, it's all I've known. I have a really good really strong passion for it. I have a passion just for getting better, and you can't get better at racing without racing. So I just like to race.
That's not bad. Okay. I want to say, Ronan Weber, I want to say thank you for giving me some time with the Lane 8 BMX podcast. It's actually cool to get to know you, man. I've had a really good time.
Yeah, man. It's been awesome.